When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
I asked my dad why. I was like, Dad, why is Helen such a common name amongst Korean Americans? It turns out his generation of Koreans were all taught about Helen Keller. Like, Helen Keller was the most famous American figure taught in Korean public schools in 1960, which makes so much sense because they love a quiet woman, don't they? They, yeah, real quiet. So, Helen's like one of the only English names that Korean people know. And then there's only like 7 Korean last names, so boom, we're all Helen, half of us are Helen Hong. It's hard to find a name that works in both cultures. Like, we were bouncing off baby names with our mom. I'm like, Mom, what do you think about the name Mary? And she's like, oh, Mary. Oh no. I'm like, what's wrong with the name Mary? She's like, oh, Mary is what they call street dog in Korea. What? Yeah, Mary is what they call a female dog. Girl dog, they go, Mary, Mary, Mary. Boy dog, they go, chung, chung, chung. So Mary is the Korean word for bitch? She's like, bitch, I don't know. All right, no Mary. What do you think about the name Josie? Josie's a nice name. She's like, Georgie. Oh no. Georgie is not good for Korean pronouncing. Why, what's wrong with Josie? She's like, Georgie sound like a chaji. Chaji is the Korean slang for dick. Cock, weenus, you guys get it. I'm like, okay, no Josie. What about the name Emma? Emma is a beautiful name. She's like, oh no, Emma, oh no! It turns out Emma was the name of the first softcore porn movie that ever played in South Korea in 1982. Not making this up. You can Google this shit. The movie was called Madam Emma. It was the deep throat of South Korea. I'm like, that is hilarious, Mom. Did you see the movie? She's like, oh no! Oh no, so dirty, so dirty. Oh no, I know watching. Nobody I know watching. Guys, I Googled this shit. Emma was the number one grossing movie in all of South Korea in 1982.
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.